The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Our tech team ensure your broadband runs at its optimum speed. It's all part of the service.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tuberty. It is Wednesday morning. It's 4 minutes past nine. It's the 20th of January, 2021. It is a good day for the world because there's a new sheriff in town in Washington, D.C. And I think regardless of your politics, even Mitch McConnell, who's the outgoing leader of the Senate, is kind of saying as much. It's time. It's time for change. And Lord above, do we need it? And that is good news, I think, for pretty much everyone. There'll be a few who won't agree with that, and that's okay. That's politics, that's democracy, and that's what, how it all rolls. But just broadly speaking, in that sense, good. And, you know, a lot of cheering up required, and for that, we look to food. And we look to the good food and the bad food, because they are divided neatly into a recent research study to say, this is good, reach for it. Eat it. Feel good. Fill your heart with joy as you chew and drink and whatever it might be you do with a particular food. What are the foods that make us happy? And the answer is quickly, coffee. Now, coffee isn't a food, but there are coffee beans. The beans are crushed. The beans make their way into a liquid. And therefore, ergo, we are going to be eating in a manner of speaking. So yes to coffee. Coffee is my friend. It's the first smell in the morning in the kitchen in my house is the little machine that makes a big noise. Give it to me. I love it. I love the smell of coffee in the morning. It is a beautiful thing. And I have one and it's great. And then I come into the, a couple of hours later, we're looking at the machine. The machine from well, hell. And I look at the machine and I think, I've talked about this machine before. How can I fall in love with something so bad? How can I, you know, daddy, I've fallen for a monster. Isn't that what the song says? And that's what that machine is. I call the machine essentially Paddy Hurst. I said, we have caffeinated Stockholm syndrome. We have nowhere else to go. And we look at him and say, yes, take this euro, all of you, and drink from this cup of absolute, you know, anyway. These are little observations of a morning. But yes, coffee, back to the study. Coffee is our friend. You'd never have guessed, would you? Also, top of the list, dark chocolate. Was never a fan until I hit about 41. And I thought, now I can have dark chocolate. Now I understand why anyone would even open a packet of Black Magic in 1987. I'll never understand. With another bottle of wine, maybe, and Janicey and warbling in the background, singing 17. I learned the truth at 17. I learned that I'm not going to eat dark chocolate till I'm 42. That was my truth, Janice. You learned a lot more profound things. Okay, they were saying mean things to you on the phone, inventing lovers, doing all of that. But I learned dark chocolate was going to have to wait. So now I can understand a little bit more. Even an after eight took me years. Years. But I'm there now. So that's yes. I'll say yes to that. That makes me feel happy now. Dark chocolate. What else would make us feel good? Grapes. Grapes, underestimated fruit, nothing wrong with them. Can't tell the difference between the taste of a red grape or a green grape or black grape, whatever. Can't tell the difference. They just go in and they feel good. Eggs are on the list of good news food. Berries are there and oranges. So that's all good. I'm with that. I'm loving this list. I went to France last night. I never told you this. I went to France. No, my mother will call me after the show. I can't believe you went to France. You never told me. No, I went to France. And I watched Rick Stein on RT2 last night, and he brought us to hidden parts of France. Anyone else see it by any chance? I was kind of half going to look at the news going, oh, come on. I thought I need to go to France. Normally I go to Connemara or something like that, and I watch TG Carr, but last night it was RT2, and Rick Stein brought me to France. And you know what he did? He did a very unusual thing for a cookery show. He made food that I would eat. And normally they make they destroy. And he went to wine cellar. I'm not a big wine guy, but he went to wine cellars. And this is great. I actually felt it being away. Little bars in the middle of Burgundy that had one tap for the beer, or little bottles with, you know, they have the bottle for the beer that has a glass to match the bottle of the brand. And it's just, I love all that about France. And he made all this gorgeous food. And he's very easy, very accessible as a chef and as a cook. I actually went for a pint with him once when he was on the show. We went down to Mary Max down the road afterwards for a couple of drinks. Lovely man and very unaffected and just into his job. So I was in France last night. You should come with me sometime. Tuesday night, about 8 o'clock, RT2. See you there. Nice, very nice. It was most unlike me, but it was a lovely trip. Anyway, back to the report. These deviations are taking us off the beaten track, but we'll go back now. What got me there? Oranges and berries and Rick's. Also, there are foods that make us feel low. This is bad news. So if you eat it, you go, yeah, you're lovely, 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 and then you're low. Donuts, fizzy drinks and burgers. They make you feel low, even though they're all delicious. And the research says that these can make your happiness levels plummet. You can include cake, white bread and sweets along with that. So swings and roundabouts, friends, on the fruit front and front. But across the Irish Sea lies Mr. Johnson, Prime Minister Boris Johnson. And Downing Street denied yesterday that Boris Johnson likes to take a nap in the middle of the day. Now, I don't know why that would be such a bad thing. I find a power nap, as they call them, wonderful. Never could do it again until I hit another... Back onto Janice Ian. I learned that truth at about 36, that you can actually lie or sit somewhere and just go, I'm gone. And then back maybe 20 minutes later or whatever, and you're like a new man. Honest to goodness. The power snooze is the way forward, and I love it. But Boris Johnson's denying it. He said, no, I promise I don't take a power nap, because there's a rumour going around that he puts it in his diary, a power nap, to refresh himself during to work for the rest of the day. I think it would be better if he said, admitted, yes, I do. Therefore, I'm on the ball then for part two of the day. I do it every Friday, part one, and then part two to get me through the night. I'm a morning guy. I'm not a night owl, despite the job. But you get through it with a bit of an old nap if you can. And Johnson should have been looking at Margaret Thatcher. Remember, Margaret Thatcher got 4 hours of sleep a night, Margaret Thatcher, they said. Don't know if I believed it. But she'd have a snooze in the official car during trips around the UK. Winston Churchill had a few hours sleep at night, but he's said to have had napped for at least an hour in the early afternoon. So it's a healthy thing to have a power nap if it's possible to put into your diary. The Brennan brothers in Kenmare, they're branching out. They've bought another hotel, the Victorian style Lansdowne Arms Hotel, according to independent.ie. Francis and John have bought this for an undisclosed sum, and they're going to reopen it and rebrand it when they're allowed. And that's all great. Dates from 1790 sounds lovely, and opportunity came by, says John, who also owns Drumquina Manor with his wife Gwen. And they said the place is stripped out at the moment and we're adding some new... That's lovely. They use the word charming, which is good. Won't be OTT, which is good, but it will remain a heritage property, which is good. The mood boards are done, if you don't mind. How's your mood today? I'll check the board. So the mood boards are there. No knocking the walls, so it's not a massive gig. So good luck to them with that. But if we go further into the article, you ask yourself, when are you opening? This is the key question. So I was asking my cousin last week, when are you opening? And he says, we feel they won't allow the country open for Easter, and rightly so. He says, if they do, they might have it at level 3, so no inter-county travel. But according to John Brennan, they reckon that they'll be open for the May bank holiday weekend. This is what he reckons we might be looking for to if we want to go for a couple of days somewhere around the country. May bank holiday. He said, worst case is June bank holiday, but we reckon May. That's the first time I've seen somebody put a shape on it. I find this particular lockdown quite shapeless. Do you know the way all along we've been told 3 weeks, and even though we knew there was going to be six, then after three they'd say, and another three. And you go, okay, but we were kind of, because we're so, you know, as human beings, we like to reach targets and so on. And then before it was, okay, we'll get to Christmas, and then you can have Christmas off. And we don't know how that worked out, but so be it. And then after, because we're going to lock down for six weeks. And now no one's telling us anything because no one knows. New variants, mutants, mating viruses. The virus likes to party. You know, if the virus likes to party, is there any chance the virus might get wrecked and stop partying? Like if anything that parties eventually stops, but the virus to kind of go, oh, I'm not going out again. I'm just absolutely, I'm not doing it. That's the night we need to get to. But so I just don't know where this one, somebody, where's the adult in the room? Let us know. When you know, where's this bit going to come to some class of light? It's hard to see it at this remove. It is going to happen, and they're vaccinating like billio, but A little shape would be nice. Meanwhile, good on them. What do we got here? RT tweeting that the National Concert Hall's tea dance tunes start again today. That's a nice event, isn't it? Lovely. It's a dementia-friendly concert online. How about that? And you can join the concert hall musicians for an interactive, dementia-friendly concert of songs and ballads. So you make a cup of tea in your kitchen. There's a kitchen concert. I've talked about it before. You can put up your favourite artist on your laptop or your screen and then have a nice evening with a concert. You can just on YouTube. But this is lovely. So today and next Wednesday, by the looks of things, and into February, at 11 a.m. and a half to 11 a.m. on Wednesdays, half 2 p.m. on Tuesdays. Up you go, no charge. They'll take a donation, but it's dementia-friendly concert, which sounds really nice. NCH.ie. How about that? Paul Anthony Jones got this. Yesterday was such a manky day in Dublin. I don't know how the weather was for you, but it was. You know when the rain is prohibitively horrible, where it falls and it feels personal. Each drop, each drop, just to really hit you. But Paul Anthony Jones tweeted, and it's Pingu the Penguin, and it's, I'm going for a stupid walk in a stupid outside to get some stupid fresh air because everything's stupid. That's pretty much where we're at. That's why I'm looking for an adult in the room to say when this stupid thing. Give us a bit of light. If you're looking for something to watch this Sunday, RT1 at 9:30 is showing Quiz, which is really good. I've seen it already because it was broadcast elsewhere before. But it's about the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire coughing, cheating guy. Remember that? So have a look at that. It's on Sunday at 9:30. It's really good. Ashley B is in it, actually. Michael Sheen, who plays, of course, David Frost and Tony Blair. He's a great actor. And Matthew McFadden, who's also a wonderful actor. That's happening on Sunday. It's great. It's great. See the ads going on TV last night. And lock and load that into your recording button thing. How about that? Now, I'll get to those little stories in a moment because I want to read one or two texts. 51551. I was in Cornwall with Rick Stein yesterday evening, says Maeve, and every evening for the last 2 weeks. The series is almost over, but it was lovely. Because I've been around Ireland with Nevin, with his sea travels. That's quite nice too. I like that. Even though, again, I wouldn't eat anything. Nothing against Nevin. It's just not my style of food. But I love watching them prepare it, and I love the seeing Ireland because I'm missing so much. Missing the travelling around the country. But there you are. Pauline in Portlaoise. I like that, PMP. Yeah, I saw Rick Stein. He seems fab. I'm going to cook his chicken dish this weekend. Seems simple enough. I won't be plucking the bird, though. Right. Wise, aren't you? And Elaine is in Blackrock in Louth and says, Rick Stein's travels through France are always great. Brings me back to holidays and my time spent in France as a student. Such a lift for a Tuesday night. I can smell the French air. Indeed. And there's a little French twist to our show today when we talk to Adrian Dunbar. Line of Duty, among other things. I used to always love him in Hear My Song. Remember that, the Joseph Locke film? Yes, says Phil in Wicklow. I saw Rick Stein in France last night. It was beautiful to feel I was wandering through France in the sunshine with the wind in my hair and then finding out that lovely little inn that he told us to go and find it and didn't tell us the name. I'm going online today to order the cheese. Thanks for keeping us going. Love it. Virtual hugs. We'll all get through this together. The cheese, he described it as being, I'm not a cheese guy, but he described it as being like the Fort Knox of cheese. It was so expensive, these big, endless shelves of cheese. It was fascinating. I mean, as I say, I'm not really a foodie, but I'm interested in the world, and it was intriguing. Jim was on to say, regarding President Trump's wave of pardons, he has a long way to go to catch up on President Obama, who issued more pardons than all presidents combined before him. Did he? Okay, and were they all Bannon types, I wonder? And Norman and Bray says, admit it, we're going to miss the Donald. Yeah, the daily drama, the chaos, the outrageous tweets. We badly need something to distract us as one dull day blends seamlessly into the next. Norman, none of us are that badly off that we're going to miss too much of the unpleasantness. 400,000 people pretty much have lost their lives to COVID in America. And while no one person is to blame, the system wasn't wonderful and didn't tick too well. Vinny is in West Cork. It's a damp, wet, cold, miserable morning out there. Let's have a good old disco number to have us dancing around a desk. That is our kitchen tables, or cables, a portmanteau, if you like, on this Wednesday morning, indeed. 51551 being the text. We got enormous reaction to our chat with Chuck Dunford on the show yesterday. And a lot of people, as I said to you yesterday morning, were having that lovely sense of nostalgia and remembering their own schools. A lot of past pupils saying how lovely it was to head back in time and listening to that gorgeous take on the teaching experience, and people wanted to be in his class and wanted to play the tin whistle around the grave, and wanted, he just had a story for everywhere we went, as the story happened. If you're watching the inauguration on RT later on, you will have Brian O'Donovan, a great guy. He works very hard, and he delivers concise and clear bulletins. And little did he know when he got that gig how intense it was going to be. But he's really been great, and he's very generous with all of us behind the scenes, I have to tell you. But Sarah Benincasa has tweeted a Biden inauguration bingo, just in case you're watching it later on, as I will be glued. And things you can expect, she reckons: Irish poetry being quoted. And what else have you got? The expression "be not afraid," Kamala dancing, John Legend, maybe Bruce, a priest, and celeb you thought that was dead, troops, masks, that kind of thing. So you just a little distract yourself, like a toy show drinking game of sorts. And I didn't know, now this is, I admit this, I didn't know that in America, Converse All-Stars were called Chucks. Did you all know that? This is something that's completely new to me, because Kamala Harris, vice president as of 4 o'clock Irish time today, has a signature look, which are pearls and chucks. So you can buy, if you go online to buy Chucks and Pearls merchandise, it's all there, because that's her look. Hashtag Chucks and Pearls has started trending. Trending already. And that was her look. So Chucks are, the Converse shoes runners are called Chuck Taylors in America. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe he found them, but I don't know why they call them there and not here. But she believes that the Converse Chucks offer a statement about who she really is and how she relates to the everyday American. She says, "I also think it has to do with the fact that we all want to go back to some basic stuff about who we are as a country. Chucks, Converse All-Stars, whatever your background is, whatever language your grandmother spoke, you know, we all at some point or another had our Chucks." And it's true. Had them myself. Still have them. Don't really wear them very often. Wear them on Toy Show Night, because they really fit the what I do there. But they're iconic sneakers. And they had a rallying cry at one point with the Biden-Harris race, laced up and ready to win. All right, and there is some talk that Joe Biden is set to make a stopover at Shannon Airport already on his way to England, according to breakingnews.ie, for the G7 summit in June. Of course, yeah, that would make sense. Paul Allen of the Irish for Biden campaign said that sources in Washington have told him that Biden and Mr. Biden is expected to make a stopover at Shannon Airport, because the G7 is happening in Cornwall on June 11th, and insiders in the Biden camp have led Paul believe that they'll stop off in Shannon, so we could have the president here sooner than we speak than we think, which is June, which is very, very nice indeed. Okay, before we take some... No, actually, on that subject, yeah, it's good stuff. 9:21.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
Good way to start the day, yes. Nina Simone and Feeling Good. Rick Stein's Hidden France show is wonderful. Perfect pandemic escapism, says the text. For more French immersion, check out Lupin, this season's Netflix hit, right, about a young Parisian seeking justice for his father. A modern take on a classic set of French storybooks. Well, okay, I'm happy to have a look at that. I was watching The Serpent. Kind of lost me, got a bit boring, actually. So kind of gave that the heave-ho. And Nevin tonight is in Glengariff. Oh, lovely. I wonder, does he get to Garnish Island? And Bantry Bay, not to be missed. The proud mum of the boatman. It's amazing, because he's always out in these boats. And he was with getting scallops the other night with, I think it was a husband and wife team. I hope I'm not getting that wrong. But it was just seems like such a lovely gig to be out in the boats fishing of a day. Coffee and one square of Lindt dark chili chocolate. As in chili, like red hot chili. In chocolate. No. Anyway, put the square in your mouth, yeah. Give it a moment to settle in, okay, on your tongue, I presume. And then a sip of coffee, but don't swallow it straight away. Give it time, and it melts the chili chocolate and the coffee, and the flavours marry. It's heaven on your tongue, says Tara in Dublin. Everyone okay? Very good. I never cook any recipes that I see on TV, but on last Wednesday, says the text, Nevin cooked him smoked haddock risotto, which I fancied trying. I cooked it for my date night last Saturday. It was delicious, the nicest dish I've cooked in a long time. Well, what about the fungo? 51551 is the text number. And today is a new day, says a text from Michael Ryan in Templemore. I met Joe Biden in 2016 as a fellow stammerer. And Joe is my hero and a true human being. He has done so much for people with stammers and stutters. If there's a difference, please tell me. And it can only be good. And for children whose confidence is lacking in that department, he's led them to stand tall, chest out, shoulders broad, and be not afraid of anything. And just challenge it and keep going. Liz and Leitrim, thank you so much for Nina Simone. Great shoulder and neck and loosener sitting, working at my kitchen. Yeah, that's just what you needed. Ricardo from Wicklow. Chucks, because of the Chucks, we were talking about the runners. Chuck Taylor was, he was an NBA player. And he started to use the shoes to play and became famous. So that's what it is. Say hello to my wife and office teammate, Luana. Delighted to. Good morning to you both. And thank you for all of that. Okay, we've got more. There's a big one in from a teacher. And I'll address that in a while. But I have a guest I want to say good morning to. He's a good guy. He's been here before. And he's standing by. We'll say hello in a minute. Thank you, says Anna, for acknowledging that, Ryan and Adrian, regarding nursing homes. We're 30 minutes every 2 weeks, and it takes my mum 10 minutes to get to the glass booth to meet. It's very painful, and we do need to heal after this. The staff are incredible. Yeah, well, we haven't hit the after this yet, but yeah, we are a country that will need a lot of love and healing in due course, that is for sure. And Paul in Limerick says, I did research fellowship in the Centre Cultural Irlandais, and a magical time it was too. Sounds beautiful, I must say. I can't wait to visit it as soon as. Place de la Contrescarpe and the Rue Mouffetard, the hinterland of the college that we've just been talking about, the playground of my early college working summers in Paris, having stayed at the Irish College in summer 95. Ryan and Adrian, you're bringing me back. Yeah, well, between Burgundy and Pinot Noir and Rick Stein and all sorts, and now we're back to Paris and the busy streets of Paris. It's a little French theme to it all this morning. Lived in the Irish College in Paris as another for 6 months during my break from Trinity in 99. Amazing location. And another says, interesting, in the beautiful village of Sneem in County Kerry, a large stone in the park to mark President de Gaulle's visit, the de Gaulle stone indeed. And Dervin MacDonald, our friend, and says, Adrian Dunbar is wonderful. It's time for Ireland to go back and claim its place in Paris. To be having a glass of wine on the Rue Mouffetard and watching the world go by. It's waiting for us. That little glass, that beautiful street, the bustling sounds, the smell of gawas and gitan, and a shoe being emptied of a stone. It's all ahead of us, lads.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Should it be useful enough to now lift the thing for the microphone? Good. You mentioned the serpent, says Sandra O'Brien. There's a name I have great fondness for, but even though you're different, Sandra O'Brien. The makeup artist and the hair is done on the programme by a Mullingar lady named Sandra O'Brien. Oh, I see. Well, whoever you are as a makeup artist, you're brilliant at your job, because it's, funny enough, I was only saying it this morning, the serpent is yellow. As in, it looks yellow as a colour, as a programme looks yellow. I know it sounds odd to say, but it's got a 70s sort of pastiche feel to it. And the makeup is so important on it. And Sandra, I didn't know that, and that's great to hear. An Irish flag being flown over such a project. Garth Brooks will be performing at the inauguration today. Will he? Leo says, I'm hoping he'll sing We Shall Be Free, which is a genuinely great equality anthem. I didn't know that. Noel is in Swords in Dublin. I give up coffee every year for January. Why? It can be done. Why? First 2 weeks are tough. Why? Then you simply lose the taste for it. Why? Try it. Why? You know you can. Why? Says Noel in Swords. Noel, I'll tell you, because we're in a club here, we have to be honest with each other, otherwise we're not the same. I have zero interest in doing that, and I'm never going to do it. Because I'm too old, I'm too tired, and I'm too blind. And that's a little quote there from Send a Woman, Al Pacino. Whew! I reacted angrily, and I came up with another word, re-angered, because I couldn't bear the thought of giving up my morning coffee. Never going to happen. No, it's never going to happen. Now, I wanted to bring you a text there, but it's disappeared. I'll come back to that in a second. The teacher texts, that Rick Stein program you mentioned is a repeat of a BBC program that was on over a year ago. Yeah, so. But if you like the recipes, which I don't, there's a gorgeous hardback book of the same name, Rick Stein's Secret France. Bon appetit. Thank you, Brona. But no, I don't want the book and I don't really want the recipes. I just want to look at places I can't go at the moment and imbibe all of that. Does that make sense? Avril's in Limerick. She says, the best pick-me-up during these times is a hot cup of tea. I love tea, yep. And a ginger nut biscuit. Now, you see, the power of suggestion is very strong there because I kind of want a ginger nut biscuit now. Love an old ginger nut biscuit. Nothing wrong with that. And tea. Good. Now, Ryan, I know you have always been a great fan of teachers. Correct. I go on about them all the time. So this is not meant to be a moan or a groan or a poor me text. Yeah. It is a genuine cry out for someone to please say something positive about teachers today on the airwaves. Sure, that's what we're here for. We do it every day. Anyway, I'm at home up until midnight every night preparing virtual work for my fifth class. I would dearly love to be back in the class and so would my own two children. I got sick with COVID on December 28th and had been neurotic about following guidelines and strongly suspect school as my point of contact. Still coughing weeks later, special needs teachers love their pupils and it's so unfortunate the government have managed to divide and conquer on this one. We have always been the advocates for these children and now we're being painted as their enemies. I'm depressed and anxious and so sad about the narrative that is building across all platforms that teachers are somehow blocking the education of these children. OT services, speech and language services and all the other therapies have been suspended for these children since March. Teachers are yet again expected to make up for the shortfalls in the rest of society. I'm reaching out to you as I always feel. You've some amount of respect for us. And just so people know, I feel immensely sad for the families of the children we serve that the government have acted like this. It's simple as this. There are no winners in having children with special needs at home at this time. None. And I think the only thing everyone wants is people to be safe and alive. And I don't think anyone out there is actively trying to make life hard for anyone else. They're just trying to find the right way around it. I don't know what it is. I'm not in your boots. I'm not in your shoes. I don't understand the situation like you do because I can't. I can only try and walk a mile in your shoes, but I'm not living in that position. So I can't and spoof to you about it. But all I can say is I believe they're trying their hardest. I hope they fix it. I think that my nerves would be gone if I was the parent of a special needs child, particularly now, and all the story of regression. I think it's horrible and it's dark and it's difficult. But they're working on it. And here's hoping. That's all we have. All of us. Hope. Difficult time. And just go with the hope. And I'm wishing you well. I know that probably doesn't count for much, but I am. And we do love teachers. And we know you're trying your hardest. And we know you're not the enemy. So don't feel like you're being painted as such. You're not. Breathe and go. Because what I want to do today, because it's such an important day in American history, is for all my friends who are homeschooling today, I'm going to play you a song I was going to say musical, because I'll lose half of you when I say musical. Come back to me for a second. What Lin-Manuel Miranda, who will be performing at the inauguration today, has done a number of years ago, and I'm only a newcomer to it, so I'm a blow-in. He took a piece of American history and he turned it into a musical. Alexander Hamilton. It's called Hamilton. It's available on platform Disney Plus if you have that. Great. If you don't, try and find it in some shape or form, because if I was a teacher homeschooling, I'd say, do you know what we're doing, lads? No. I said, put away everything. Put it all away. We're watching Hamilton. You can have popcorn and you can have pizza and you can have coffee if you want. And you can have dark chocolate, even though you're only 12. I put an age rating of 14 up on it, by the way. It's not for kids. 14 up. And watch it with subtitles. It's amazing. And I'm going to play the opening track from this now because it gives you an idea of it. And there are families around the country now who have got into this. They've got the Hamilton buzz and they will listen. They will know every word. Kids are learning this almost like there's a rap thing going on, but they're learning the words and therefore they're learning about the history and they can hear bits of it being mentioned on the news about organ inaugurations and everything like this. This is a great thing. It's a great thing. This is Alexander Hamilton. Hamilton! Whoa. And I know that is one of the most intelligent musicals I have ever seen. It's so bright and fascinating and the music is just knocking. Thank you, Ryan. Love Hamilton. My children do too. We're proud Hamilton fans, says Vivian Hamilton. Come on. Aoife Mullingar, I saw Hamilton in London not knowing what it was about. Spellbound from the first night. I was dragged into my living room to watch that. I was absolutely sure I was going to hate it. But I picked a wet afternoon, which is a wise thing to do. We sat down and watched and I said, oh, hang on a second. What's this? Key is the subtitles because it moves at such a pace that you need to be able to read it as much as watch it. Happy. Oh, here are our friends from the Inish Boffin. Is the Burks Mary? Good morning, Mary and John and Porrick. They want to wish their son a happy birthday in Salt Hill and Galway. They can't be with them today, obviously, but with them in spirit. Missing you on Inish Boffin. We'll see you soon. Mary, you know that story that I was with my youngest, my oldest, and it was years and years ago. We were cycling up a hill in Inish Boffin, and the rain was marching like soldiers against our face. And I said, look, I'm going to chance this. I said, we're going to just go in and just randomly knock on the door and say, can you give us a cup of tea and a biscuit? And I went in and this woman opened the door and she said, hello. And I said, hello. I said, my name's Ryan. And she said, yeah. And she said, I'm Mary. I said, yeah. I said, we're wet and we're cold and we're hungry. She said, come in here. And we went in, we had tea and biscuits, and we've been friends ever since. And we did a radio show then a couple of years later from her kitchen on Inish Boffin. And lovely family and absolutely gorgeous. So it's lovely to hear from you, Mary, and happy birthday. 30th birthday. Can you believe it? They grew up so fast. Good Lord, the texts are busy today. Saw Hamilton, London pre-COVID, and it was unbelievable. And Garode says, thank you for getting me into the Inauguration Day mood with the Hamilton song. Yeah, that's what I've been dying to play it for ages, but I was thinking of the right reason to play it, and today was a good. Thank you, says Elizabeth, reminding me of my first cup of coffee, as in ever, or this morning, ever, in the Bayview Hotel, Ballycotton. Coffee was black with cream on top. The smell will always be with me. The sensation of the cold cream and the hot, hot coffee. I was 16. Holy smoke. Actually, freshly whipped cream on a good Americano or hot coffee with just a little bit of brown sugar on the cream. Wow. Now we're talking. Lupin is formidable. You will enjoy it. It's stylish. Thank you. Anne made Nevin's smoked haddock risotto and it was not disappointed. There's a doc on one about when the Irish moved a hospital to France after the First World War. I will put that on my list beside Lupin this morning. Thank you for that. And lots more. What? Check out Someone Feed Phil, showcasing food in cities around the world. I'll take a note of that. De Gaulle Stone. Do you get it? Only in Ireland. Yeah, of course, but we have to laugh. And that's what we're going to leave it for today. Thanks so much for listening. Appreciate it very much. Stay tuned for Claire Byrne. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the inauguration later on. And yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.